Suppose that a candidate announces his plans for next term. People vote for that candidate. Are they morally responsible for what he does when in office? For example, you vote for a candidate who supports deregulation and ending welfare, even though he's completely against abortion in all circumstances. So are you responsible then for helping the anti-abortionists? And I would say, no, you are not in general responsible. All candidates today are full of contradictions. So if you take any shred of a contradiction, any element of a contradiction as disqualifying or else you're morally sanctioning it, you give up altogether, which means you let vote the people who don't care about important issues. You have to judge contradictions, though. They're not all equal. What element is dominant in the candidate? What element is more rhetoric? What element do you think is philosophically essential? Now, for instance, Ayn Rand wouldn't vote for Reagan because of his stand on abortion, even though he defended a lot of economic deregulation, because she thought that showed a fundamental opposition or indifference to individual rights. You also have to ask, what crowd is going to get into power when this guy gets in? And if there's a specific crisis in the country, which will be a great opportunity for a dictator, which person is more likely to slow down the disaster, even if only temporarily? And when you give all the answers to that, you may find that a very contradictory candidate is the one that you have to vote for now, despite his flaws. That is not your responsibility or immorality. That is his fault. You have no option. The situation is like this. Two killers are coming at you. You have one bullet. You shoot it at the more menacing one, and the other one escapes. Are you sanctioning the one who escapes? Letting it go, injustice? Obviously not.